Yeah, it's unfortunately, after I had started a little bit, my back, I just had a little bit of a spasm there. It's nothing I haven't had before. I've had them during the season and stuff over the years at different times. And unfortunately, it was today. I was, first day looking forward to it, and just a couple drills in. So I just, thought it's better to be safe than, keep aggravating. And like I said, I've had it before, and take care of it and hopefully settle down and be good tomorrow.
Is it worrisome though, happening on the first day
of camp? Well, I don't know if it's worrisome. It's, I'd rather it actually now than during the season, which I've dealt with before during the season. But yeah, you never like it to happen, but unfortunately it's, it is part of it. And like I said, I have had it before. And I had it, I don't know why you get it. I don't know if you try it too hard at different times or you're not warmed up correctly. I don't know, but, I got it, and just going to try to take care of it, and hopefully everything settles down tonight and practice tomorrow.
Jerome, how do you get motivated for, I think this is your 15th training camp, something like that, with the same team? How do you motivate yourself for this part of the year?
I think it's very easy. It's a very fun sport to play. It's great to come back, and the possibilities at the beginning of each year. And, you want to get better as a team, you want to get better personally, and you want to win. And I think as far as motivation, every year literally is, I'm always very excited to start, and it's the best, it's something I look forward to. And I'm over the years when I first started, camp was like 5 weeks long, and that was a little long, as it went on, and it just felt like it was... the games were so far off, and maybe you play 8 or 9 exhibition games, and that was probably felt a little bit long. But now being 3 weeks, everybody's in shape, everybody's ready to go. You're just kind of getting that last bit of fine tuning over the next few weeks, and playing a few games or 4 games, whatever it is, each guy, and it comes quick. And I think that's definitely more enjoyable than when I first started, and they were longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after that last CBA, right, you guys picked up the extra 7 days, right? Is that correct then? You picked up the extra 7 days? You were only 20 days in, right?
Yeah, I think there was, definitely a cut in after last CBA in the length of training camps, and I think it's way better. And, the game has changed, and the philosophies of training for guys have changed. When I first started, guys would come to camp and literally hadn't skated all summer. That was their time, and that was the way it was. It wasn't good or bad. It was just that's what it was. Training camp was to get in shape. And so now, everybody skated, if they've skated under 10 times, that would be low, So it's different. We don't need quite as long. I think it's better. It's more fun for us, and we get a little bit, time to skate on our own, as a group or whatever. And, I think it works out well.
Physically, never mind the back spasms you're experiencing today, but how do you feel? I mean, and yesterday you had physical testing, so how did you do? How are you physically at this point?
Well, I feel great. Thankfully, I've been very blessed over my career to be healthy and to felt good on the ice. And like I say, today it's something that I've had before, and so... I'm not, too concerned about it, but I guess as you get older, when you're younger, you probably just, push through it a little bit, and I push, and it, you learn it probably causes a few more problems and lasts a little longer. So I was just, thought it's probably best to, after talking with our trainers and, staff and stuff, that it was probably best just to take care of it. But, I feel great physically, testing and stuff. I think it was solid, and but I thought everybody, as a team looked good, and we're ready. You could tell people we're working in the summer, and so I feel great, and it's kind of funny to say we didn't skate the first day, really finish it, but no, I do, and look forward to getting going for sure.
You've always set the standard for the numbers here. Is that Ringer Giordano starting to challenge a little bit?
Oh, there's definitely a few guys that have, yeah, he's in great shape. He always is. He's always right there. But yeah, him, Jax, Lee Stepniak, he really lit it up, coming. He looks great. Bo is, those are just four guys off the top of my mind. But yeah, literally, it's pretty tight, all the way through. And you can definitely tell guys have prepared and worked hard, and it's good. It's what you, you know, it's, you know, it's part of our job is to be in shape and give ourselves the best opportunity and the best chances. And I think as a team, that focus was definitely there this summer.
And again, you say it's nice to see a bunch of guys doing it, because it's an indication of the commitment level that you want to see as camp begins.
Yeah, we do. We, you know, like I say, I do believe it's part of our jobs. And I think we believe that is to be in shape and to, you know, be ready to go. And guys have worked hard and take that seriously and are motivated. And, you know, we want to be better as a team. We know as, but also, you know, as individuals too, you know, you can see guys have, you know, everybody has a little bit different things they try to work on, and some people don't, you know, and, you know, around and, you know, I guess on every team or whatever, but I think our team, the guys have been very motivated.
You have on occasion come in faster, you've come in heavier, you've lost some weight the odd year. How have you come in this year? How have you tried to approach it?
I think mine, you know, over the summer, yeah, guys have all different goals. Like you say, in it, some years it's to be faster, stronger, you know, puck skills. I think over the summer, you know, the most of my training was more geared towards, you know, skating and puck skills, you know, just to keep trying to improve in those areas and trying to be a more efficient skater. So those were most of my, that's where most of my focus was this summer. Not really so much to be necessarily bigger, stronger, or any of those things, and also to try to, you know, use a little bit of camp and, you know, work on having a solid, be ready to go on the first day of when the game starts, as opposed to necessarily the first day of training camp and putting that focus there.
Jerome, one of the rookies says that you actually asked him what to do on the first drill, which gave him a bit of a thrill. Is that true? It is true.
And yeah, it's you know, I was trying to watch the I'm a little out of focus, I guess, when I was doing the board. You know, you start and I'm like, okay, the first guy goes here, second guy goes here, then I don't know where my mind went. I was just like, okay, what am I doing, you know? And then it's like, okay, go, and I missed so I gotta get, yeah, you gotta get re-back into that attention or whatever it is. So I definitely was a little rusty there when it was to following drills. I usually am a little rusty, but I definitely had no clue. And if he didn't help me out, it would have been a redo.
We thought it was just a test.
I should have. I should have went with that, eh? Yeah. Let's redo that.
Well, he didn't tell you the right answer though. He sent you in the right direction.
No. What we agreed upon is it was a second drill or whatever, and he was telling me. He told me the right way. But I think we just agreed that he should go instead. So that's what, then he did it right, you know. It worked out well.
And then Lowry yells at him if that's what happens. And you say, hey, rookie, that's the way it is. The captain gets a break.
No, he was confident in going first. So then, yeah, otherwise we would have, yeah.
He's been pretty good. I don't know how much you've seen of him, but he's been special here this first week of prospects.
Yeah, no, I've heard great things, and no, I haven't. I was looking forward to getting a chance to get a full skate in today with him, and but yeah, no, I've heard great things, and look forward to seeing for sure.
Jerome, what of the offseason?